Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his vision is that every kitchen in the world should have at least one product grown by Indian farmers. Releases 19th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme worth 22,700 crore rupees. India and the United Kingdom agree to resume bilateral free trade negotiations. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India remains the largest contributor to UN peacekeeping operations. Newly constituted Delhi Legislative Assembly unanimously elects BJP MLA Vijender Gupta as Speaker. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Jammu and Kashmir has been transformed in the last decade. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Bangladesh set a target of 237 runs for New Zealand to win the match at Rawalpindi, Pakistan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said his vision is to ensure a presence of at least one product grown by Indian farmers in every kitchen of the world. He said his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as financial assistance.
Mera to sapna hai ki duniya ki har rasoi mein Bharat ke kisan ka ugaya koi na koi utpad hona hi chahiye. Is varsh ke budget ne bhi isi vision ko aage badhaya hai.
The Prime Minister said Eastern India has huge potential in food processing, so government is going to establish NIFTM in Bihar. He said the rise of India will take place from the east and Bihar will be a robust pillar in it. The Prime Minister said that northeastern states will reach new heights of development through efforts of his government. Speaking at the Jhumar Binondini program in Guwahati, Assam this evening, Mr. Modi said there was a time when the development of Assam and the northeast was neglected.
Ek samay tha jab desh mein Assam aur Purvottar ke vikas ki bhi upeksha hui aur yahan ki sanskruti ko bhi nazarandaaj kiya gaya. Lekin ab Purvottar ki sanskruti ka brand ambassador khud Modi hi ban chuka hai.
Speaking at the event, Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma said today is a moment of great fortune for the state as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited Assam for the first time after taking oath as Prime Minister for the third time. Mr. Modi also witnessed a grand Jhumur dance performance featuring nearly 8,000 dancers and drummers. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and heads of missions from around 60 countries also attended the show. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is the first time in the history of the country that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. MOUs worth more than 3,80,000 crore rupees were signed between different companies, entrepreneurs and the government at the summit. Mr. Modi said this is the best time to invest in Madhya Pradesh.
Madhya Pradesh agriculture ke mamle mein Bharat ke top ke rajyon mein hai. Minerals ke hisab se bhi MP desh ke top 5 rajyon mein hai. MP mein har wo potential hai jo MP ko GDP ke hisab se bhi desh ke top 5 rajyon mein la sakta hai.
Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized the goal to achieve net zero carbon emissions for Indian Railways with 100% electrification slated for completion in the financial year 2025-26. Addressing investors and entrepreneurs at the Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal through video conferencing, Mr. Vaishnav said the next objective is to maximize renewable energy procurement. He added that with this vision, Indian Railways has already tied up 1,500 megawatt of renewable energy. He said a significant 170 megawatt power purchase agreement was also signed today with the Madhya Pradesh government. India and the United Kingdom today agreed to resume free trade negotiations between the two countries. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said this while addressing the joint press conference along with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi.
We are guided by visionary leaders of the United Kingdom and India, Prime Minister Starmer and Prime Minister Modi, to work towards resumption of free trade agreement negotiations. And together, we are both happy to announce that we have taken a decision to once again get back to the discussions which were on the table.
A group of participants in the Conference for Women Peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Addressing the participants, the president emphasized that the presence of women in a peacekeeping mission makes it more diverse and inclusive. The president recalled India's proud history of contribution to UN peacekeeping, with over 2,90,000 India peacekeepers having served in more than 50 UN peacekeeping missions. The women peacekeepers are in New Delhi to participate in the first ever conference on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said India remains the largest contributor to UN peacekeeping operations. In his video message, Dr. Jaishankar said India believes peacekeeping has a very important role in global peace. He reiterated that India will meaningfully contribute to the global peacekeeping efforts.
India remains the largest troop contributing country to this day. Currently, more than 5,000 Indian peacekeepers are deployed in 9 of the 11 active missions, often in challenging and hostile environments, with a singular focus, the advancement of global peace and security.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website, www.newsonair.gov.in, and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. BJP MLA from Rohini seat Vijender Gupta has been elected as the Speaker of the newly constituted Delhi Legislative Assembly. He was elected unanimously on the first day of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly session. Our correspondent reports that newly elected MLAs also took oaths today.
The assembly welcomed its newly elected members with the beautiful flowers and lively decorations. Pro Tem Speaker Arvinder Singh Lovely administered the oath to the newly elected members, including Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and her cabinet colleagues, as well as AAP MLA Atishi. MLAs took oath in different languages, including Hindi, English, Urdu, Sanskrit and Maithili. Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena will address the House tomorrow. The CAG report on the functioning of the previous government will also be presented the same day. The three-day session will continue till 27th of this month. Saklan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today interacted with the youth and children from Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi under the youth exchange program Vatan Ko Jano. A total of 250 children who are on a visit to New Delhi participated in the program. Interacting with the children, Mr. Shah said Jammu and Kashmir has been transformed under the Narendra Modi government in the last decade.
In 10 years, Kashmir has been a very big transformation. Road, road, bridge, hospital, new Vishwavidyalay, IIM, IIT, iske saath panchayat level ke aur nagar palika ke lagbhag 36,000 logon ko adhikar dene ka kaam kiya hai.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called for new research in the defence sector using artificial intelligence AI technology. Mr. Singh was speaking at the 16th Foundation Day of IIT Mandi in Himachal Pradesh as the chief guest today.
आज भारत को अपना एआई ड्रिवेन वार डॉक्ट्रिन बनाने की जरूरत है। डिफेंस के लिए इंडिजिनस आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस चिप्स बनाने की जरूरत है। साइबर सिक्योरिटी को ध्यान में रखकर फायर वेल्स भी डेवलप करने की जरूरत है। मेरा मानना है कि इसमें आईआईटी मंडी एक बहुत बड़ी भूमिका निभा सकता है।
The defense minister stated that the country is becoming self-reliant in defense manufacturing, with nearly 70% of defense equipment being produced domestically. Now news from Mahakumbh. More than 1 crore 5 lakh devotees took the holy dip till 6 this evening at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Our correspondent reports that so far 62 crore 6 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip in the Sangam, including many eminent personalities.
Saints, devotees and pilgrims from different corners of the nation are coming to the Mahakumbh. In this trend, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar took a holy dip today in the Triveni Sangam along with his family. On the occasion, he received blessings of River Ganga and prayed for the well-being of all. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde also visited the Mahakumbh. After his holy dip, Mr. Shinde called Mahakumbh 2025 the world's biggest event and said that Prayagraj is a holy land where everyone is equal.
ये महाकुंभ जो है सामाजिक सांस्कृतिक और आध्यात्मिक परिवर्तन का ये महाकुंभ है। ये प्रयागराज पवित्र भूमि है और यहाँ पर गंगा यमुना सरस्वती का संगम है। उस संगम में हम लोग स्नान कर रहे हैं।
The Mahakumbh continues to attract millions of devotees every day from all over the world. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
A group of 110 Hindu pilgrims crossed over to Pakistan today on a week-long pilgrimage to celebrate Shivratri at the Srikatas Raj temples. Protocol officer Arun Pal Singh informed that they crossed over this evening from Atari Joint Checkpost. Arunachal Pradesh has achieved 100% completion of houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. This was informed by Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post. He said the target in the state was achieved on the 21st of this month. Arunachal Pradesh has completed all the targeted 35,591 houses under the scheme in the state. The meeting of the Select Committee of the Lok Sabha examining the Income Tax Bill 2025 was held in New Delhi today. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bijayant Panda. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law related to income tax. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand chasing the target of 237 runs against Bangladesh were at 181 for 3 in 35.3 overs in their Group A ODI match in Rawalpindi, Pakistan. Bangladesh scored 236 runs for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Najmul Hussain Chanto with 77 runs was the highest scorer for Bangladesh. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, we will bring a discussion on recycling and waste management at 9:30 tonight. Circular economy and waste management expert Dr. Sunil Pandey and environmentalist Mukul Sanwal will be our guests to answer the queries of our listeners. To participate, listeners can call on telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his vision is that every kitchen in the world should have at least one product grown by Indian farmers. Releases 19th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme worth 22,700 crore rupees. India and the United Kingdom agree to resume bilateral free trade negotiations. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India remains the largest contributor to UN peacekeeping operations. Newly constituted Delhi Legislative Assembly unanimously elects BJP MLA Vijendra Gupta as Speaker. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Jammu and Kashmir has been transformed in the last decade. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.